Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord, in the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. You're in tune with a 30-minute worship service that we entitled The Power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord, a time when you can join us in singing and prayer. Follow along in the Word of God as we present a gospel message. It's a time when we lift up the name of Jesus. We want you to join with us. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God. Fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Oh, yes, I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And it is great to be with you in Jesus' name. And if it's convenient and possible, I hope you can contact someone to worship with you. And remember, if the radio time is not convenient, the website is always available, www.pentecostalradio.org. And you can just click listen online and hear the service anytime. And you can also, while you're there, if you would like to, make a contribution with your debit or credit card. It is a free, safe transaction. It works you through PayPal. You don't have to have an account. You're not going to get a bunch of letters begging you to set up an account, nor are we going to send you a bunch of letters begging you for money. We will send you a thank you card, and we do appreciate all you do for us. We couldn't be here without you. August is anniversary month. It was the first Sunday of August in 2005 that we began the Power of Pentecost. It wasn't a daily broadcast at that time. It soon became a daily broadcast, but we started on one 15-minute broadcast on a Sunday morning at 7:30 on WMCL, 1060 AM, right here in McLeansboro, Illinois. That was our pilot station before we launched out, and the Lord gave us opportunities to broadcast in other areas. So thank you for worshiping with us, and pray for us during this anniversary time. It was the first Sunday of August of 2005. Praise the Lord. All right, let's take a melody as a praise hymnal. Sister Linda's all ready to play. And let's turn to page 308. Here's a great one. Ask the question, where could I go but to the Lord? Living below in this old sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford. Striving alone to face temptation's sore, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? A refuge for my soul, needing a friend to save me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord? Neighbors are kind,
along in sweet accord. But when my soul needs manna from above, where could I go but to the Lord? Oh, tell me, where could I go? Oh, where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul, needing a friend to save me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord? Hallelujah. Life here is grand, with friends I love so dear. Comfort I get from God's own word. Yet when I face the chilly hand of death, where could I go but to the Lord?
Oh, sing it with us now.
Where could I go? Oh, where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul, needing a friend to save me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord?
Hallelujah. Well, that song was copyrighted in 1940, and I don't know how long it was sung before it was copyrighted, but people from the very beginning have been asking that question, where could I go? The answer is nowhere but to the Lord. Hallelujah. Where could I go but to the Lord? You're in some sort of a dilemma. You're wringing your hands. You're at wit's end, so to speak. You just don't know where to turn. But the Lord is standing there waiting for you to face Him and present your need to Him. Why don't you do it while we join in prayer here right now? The precious promise today from Job 23:10, he says, "But he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold." Well, why don't you let the Lord do that for you? Why don't you let the Lord try you and come forth as gold? You need to come to Jesus and cast all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. And He tells us to let our requests be made known unto God. So it's a great thing for you to just talk to Him and present your need and just tell Him anything that's on your heart. Do a little praying and some supplication. Feel your need. Put some effort into it. Exercise your faith and see what the Lord will do for you. Let's pray. Father, we thank You today for the Word of God and for all Your promises, Lord. Lord, You're more anxious to answer our prayers many times than we are to pray them. Lord, oftentimes we're a little bashful or shy, or, you know, we just think, well, why would I trouble the Lord with that? But Lord, I know that You're concerned about our least pain, our least problem. Lord, You're concerned about the very least things in our life, up to the greatest and to the most extensive. Lord, You're concerned about us. You don't have to reach a certain level to reach Your heart. We don't have to reach a certain point, Lord, to touch the heart of God. But Lord, You hear the faintest cries, as well as the loudest shouts. And we thank you today, Lord, for being a wonderful God, for meeting with every one of us, Lord, from every nation, every personality, every kindred, every tribe, every tongue. Lord, you're there for your people. Have your way in this service. Thank you, Lord, for this many years of broadcasting. And thank you, Lord, for the opportunity of sending the gospel out each day to someone that needs you as his or her Savior. Lord, just meet the needs today, those that are desperate and those, Lord, that are shy about praying and maybe they just are a little fearful about opening their hearts. I pray for them today, Lord, that they'll grab some courage and pour their hearts out to you. But Lord, you can hear their prayers and meet the needs. You know that, you know all about it, Lord. We just turn it over to you. We give you thanks, Lord, in Jesus' name for hearing and answering our prayer. Lift someone up today. We hope, Lord, that someone is blessed by this service and drawn closer to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Well, if you prayed with us, let's worship him. Let's sing "We're Together Again," and let's praise him.
We're together again, just praising the Lord. We're together again, in one accord. Something good is going to happen. Something good is in store. We're together again, just praising the Lord.
Let's sing it together again.
We're together again, just praising the Lord. We're together again, in one accord. Something good is going to happen. Something good is in store. We're together again, just praising the Lord.
And I'll give you some contact information a little later on in the broadcast. Sister Linda is going to favor us with a number entitled "Saved by Grace." Lord bless her as she sings.
Story of how he brought me from the other side.
washed away.
Hallelujah. I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano. You're in tune with the weekend broadcast of the Power of Pentecost. And remember, August is our anniversary month. It was the first Sunday of August of 2005. Sister Linda and I began the Power of Pentecost. Our very first broadcast was on the first Sunday of August of 2005, a 15-minute broadcast on a Sunday morning. Thank you for staying with us through the years. It's growing through the years to a daily program. We've had more outlets at times than we have other times because of finances, but we've used your offerings to you, to the purpose of the broadcast and the ministry. And we've used it wisely as we could, and oftentimes we contribute to the broadcast ourselves. So if you've enjoyed us, or whether this is the first time you've listened, you can always send a card or a letter, a check, or a money order to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You can send us a song request. If we've never heard from you, it'd be a good time for you to contact us the first time. You can call or text at 618-214-1410. And then if the radio time's not convenient, our website, www.pentecostalradio.org. Click listen online to hear the service. And you can click donate on the front page and contribute with your debit or a credit card. I'll try to give you some more contact information at the very end. Have your Bible open shortly to the book of Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5. Here's one entitled, Fully Decided.
Old-fashioned altar, bowed down in prayer, seeking forgiveness, I met Jesus there, with arms that were outstretched, he beckoned to me. Made up my mind, not my will but thine, and he set me free. Fully decided, counted the cost, made up my mind at the foot of the cross. Speak for others, but I know what I'll do. I can't look to the right, can't look to the left. I'm going through. Started to follow the King. My life is becoming a most treasured thing, born of His Spirit, washed through and through. Fully decided, I've counted the cost, made up my mind at the foot of cross. I can't speak for others, but I know what I'll do. Can't look to the right, can't look to the left. I'm going through.
Let's sing it one more time. Are you fully decided?
Fully decided. Counted the cost. Made up my mind at the foot of the cross. Can't speak for others, but I know what I'll do. Can't look to the right, can't look to the left. I'm going through.
In the book of Mark, chapter 5, verses 24, 25, and 26, we find a desperate situation. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. And when she had heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway her fountain of blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And the disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and thou sayest, who touched me? And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. A woman that was desperate for Jesus. And every day I come in contact with people who are desperate for Jesus. This woman in Mark chapter 5 realized her state of desperation, and she realized that she was desperate for Jesus. But many people I come in contact with are facing desperate situations, but they don't realize that it's Jesus that they are desperate for. But on this broadcast today, I want you to realize that it's Jesus that you are desperate for. And I want these that I come in contact with, if I have any opportunity at all, I want to point them in the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus was going from place to place. In this chapter, he had already dealt with a demonic man, and he had already dealt with Jairus' daughter. Now he was on his way to raise Jairus' daughter from death. And he was interrupted with a woman with an issue of blood. Many people followed him, and many people thronged him, the Bible says. But there was a woman in the crowd that was different than all the rest of them. She had an issue of blood and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had, and nothing was better, but she began and continued to get worse. What does it mean to be desperate? It means that you have a feeling or a showing, or you are involved in a hopeless sense of situation. It is so bad that it has to be impossible to deal with. It is very serious. It is very dangerous. Everything else has failed. And if anything, there's not much left to deal with. That's the situation that this woman was in. It looked like this woman was going to die. This chapter is full of desperate situations. Read it through, the demonic and Jairus' daughter, and now the woman with the issue of blood. But Jesus handles desperate situation. The area of the greatest need in your life is something that consumes your thoughts constantly. This woman could not get this off of her mind. It tormented her when she woke up. It tormented her when she went to sleep. And it probably tormented her to the place that she could not sleep. But everything else, she had spent all she had on doctors, and there was no hope, and they had done all that they could do. But she had heard about a man named Jesus, and she thought, what have I got to lose? What have I got to lose? I'm going to give him one more try. And she came in, and she came in from behind him. There were people thronging him. Crowds were following him. But somehow or another, she made her way through that crowd. Somehow or another, she managed to get to the place where she could just reach out her hand and touch the hem of his garment. She was had to be within about 3 feet of Jesus to do that. How she got up there, it was only the help of God, and it was only her faith that brought her there. But remember, she was desperate. Everything else had failed, and nothing had worked. She was in a serious, dangerous place in her life. It looked like that she was not going to live unless something was done. What did this woman risk in order to touch Jesus? She said that if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be made whole. And when she touched him, the fountain of blood straightway dried, and she felt in her body that she was healed. And when Jesus noticed that virtue had gone out of him, he immediately knew that. He immediately stopped. And, you know, he turned around and he looked and he asked the question, well, who touched me? And the disciples said, well, look at all the people around you, and you're asking that question. But there was something different about that touch of that woman. He may have been touched by 1,000 other people that day, but there was something about her that was a touch of faith. It was a touch that had brought virtue from him, and he wanted to know who she was. But I want you to know, she fearfully, and she was probably quivering, and she maybe even thought about running the other way, but she didn't. She came and she confessed it was to him, that it was her that touched the hem of his garment. And he was so astounded and so amazed at her faith, he told her to go her way, because her faith had made her whole. Go in peace and be free from that plague. You may be in a desperate situation today, but I want you to know today, if you've tried everything else and everything else has failed, why don't you come to Jesus? Why don't you seek him while he may be found and call on him while he is near? You can call me at 618-214-1410. I'd be more than happy to talk with you and pray with you, and the Lord could meet with us there. And our mailing address is The Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. We're here weekends at this same time, the Lord permitting and providing. You can go to our website, www.pentecostalradio.org. You click listen online to hear the service. You can contribute with your debit or credit card on the front page. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. Remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God.